Hi, everybody. Thank you. We're delighted to be here. It's Kim and Mike, and we've got a lot of good things to talk about. One of them just happens to be Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. They have classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News is packed with good stuff. Make sure you check it out, tsln.com.
And we want to remind you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you for the Nebraska Star Party. Yep, they come from all over the country. In fact, actually some international visitors to come to Merritt Reservoir. That's an international dark skies designation. So pretty cool. And it's the first one in the state of Nebraska, the only one that I know of anyway right now in the entire state. So they come camping for a week. They look at the stars. They have a fun time doing other things like a river trip or a fishing trip, some things like that as well. So go to visitvalentine.com and find out more about the Nebraska Star Party. I got something today by Rod Nichols, and it's called Heading In. Some fellers favor sunup just before their day begins, while others favor evening when their day is at an end. But this old cowboy's different. It's the way I've always been, because the time that gets me smiling is the time for heading in. With a day of work behind me and before the sunset ends, it's a quiet and peaceful feeling on the trail while heading in. There's a breeze that often comes up as warm southwestern wind and a glow across the prairie. I'm slowly heading in. Above, a hawk is wheeling, swooped down then and again, as if he wants one final look, for he, too, is heading in. My saddle pal don't say much, but he tells me with a grin he feels about the same as me with our ponies heading in. Someday this'll all be over, just the prairie, grass, and wind. I hope he'll let me pass this way when it's time for heading in. Rod Nichols, and if you've ever been a day of saddle behind you and you're heading back to the barn and you just kind of savor those last few minutes of daylight, you'll know what Rod Nichols is talking about there.
That is for sure. So, a lot of the things that we read are things that Jim has used over the many years he's been doing the good stuff, and now as he's passed it along to us, we go through these things and are often delighted and, of course, sometimes cry and laugh and all kinds of emotions. But I came across this and I wanted to share it. In Jim's words, Mike Burge at KVSH Valentine and I were talking recently, and we discussed the drug problem in America. Now, this is Jim talking here, and this came up. We both thought it time to do it again. I had a drug problem when I was young. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning. I was drugged to church for weddings and funerals. I was drugged to family reunions no matter the weather. I was drugged to the bus stop to go to school every weekday. I was drugged by my ears when I was disrespectful to adults and teachers. I was drugged to the woodshed when I disobeyed my parents. Those drugs are still in my veins, and they affect my behavior in everything I do, say, and think. They are stronger than crack, cocaine, or heroin. And if today's children had this kind of drug problem, America would be a better place. Comments by Jim Thompson and Mike Burge.
You know, when I was growing up, we did not have a woodshed because I was a city kid.
That's
for the most
true.
Part.
That's right.
So I didn't have a woodshed, but there were a few wooden spoons and yardsticks broken
around
across my backside. There were a few of those that hit the garbage after they hit one of the boys here. So wouldn't it be nice if whenever we messed up our life, we could simply press Control Alt Delete and start over again?
Mm-hmm.
Or don't argue with an idiot. People watching may not be able to tell the difference.
Good point.
Wouldn't you know it, brain cells come and brain cells go, but fat cells live forever.
That is so true. Darn it anyway. I don't know what to do about that.
Those were sent in by Elizabeth Thompson to the Good Stuff program here a while back.
Very good. Very good. Remember, if you have something you would like to share, everything we have today has been shared with us, and you can see how great it is. So share your things. Have the confidence to stick it in the mail or send it through an email. You can send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge@gmail.com, because we love receiving what you enjoy reading about. And before we wrap up, be eccentric now. Don't wait for old age to wear purple.
Good advice there. And now you know, because you are listening to The Good Stuff.